Voice of Glory 179. To Jesus every day I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the gold and purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictures in his fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. The half cannot be fancied, this side the golden shore. Oh, there he'll be still sweeter than he ever was before. His glory broke upon me when I saw him from afar. He's fairer than the lily, brighter than the morning star. He fills and satisfies my longing spirit o'er and o'er. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. The half cannot be fancied, this side the golden shore. Oh, there he'll be still sweeter than he ever was before. My heart is sometimes heavy, but he comes with sweet relief. He holds me to his bosom when I droop with blighting grief. I love the Christ who all my burdens in his body bore. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. The half cannot be fancied, this side the golden shore. Oh, there he'll be still sweeter than he ever was before. Sing it again. The half cannot be fancied, this side the golden shore. Oh, there he'll be still sweeter than he ever was. Let's turn to 165. Looking forward to our home. I've a home been prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, I am on my way to those mansions fair. Just over in the glory land, there to sing God's praise and his glory share. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see, just over in the glory land. And with kindred praise there forever be, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, with the blood washed from, I will shout and sing. Just over in the glory land, that hosannas to Christ the Lord and King. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land. Hallelujah. Glory.
God can do anything.
From the beginning, God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He can save, he can keep, he can cleanse, and he will. God can do anything but fail. He can save, he can keep, he can cleanse. and he will. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, from the beginning. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Amen. All things are possible when we
blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have peace complete with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen. Let's stand as we sing our last chorus. Our children can go out. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Day by day, hour by hour, I am kept by His power. Strengtheneth me from the beginning. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Day by day, hour by hour, I am kept by His power. Oh, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Glory to the Lord. Strong and mighty is our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. How many of us believe that? We can do all things through Christ. Trials come and they seem very, very hard at times, but all things, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We sure sung a lot of songs about all things, didn't we? That's what my sermon is on, is all things. You know, it's amazing. You look into a concordance that tells you, like I have this automatic electronic thing and my TV on my computer, and it tells you how many times the word all things are. And it is amazing. It's used in a lot of places in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we're going to talk about all things. And I kind of made it, there's lots of these. And so I had to really kind of go through the scriptures and choose the ones I wanted to bring. And I only have about 35 of them here to cover. Okay, so we're going to pray the Lord to bless the word to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you because you are working together for our good in all things. All glory to God. Thank you, Father. Bless this message today and help us, Father, to receive something from it in the name of Jesus. The first place we're going to look, let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Most of our scriptures, I think, are in Paul's epistles. I was going to check again. My computer will tell me how many times it's used in the New Testament, how many times it gives us a number. And I forgot to look at that. And then when I rushed around and got the message from Jerry that I needed to teach Sunday school, well, you know, I didn't have time to look it up. But it's just a lot of times that he uses these words, all things. So we're going to begin reading with verse 32 of chapter 8. Verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So that's one of the times it's used. He's going to freely give us all things. Think about that, what he has given to us. Our salvation, it's free. The gifts that he gives to us, it's all free. The whole gift of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's all free. Provided for us, all our needs, all the things that he does, but especially these words, all things. And of course, if we look back to verse 28, we see one of our favorite scriptures, which we call our rocking horse. This is the Christian's rocking horse, okay? Chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And that is a hard one for us to take a lot of times because things happen that we don't like. But you see, we have a Heavenly Father up there who's watching over everything. And he allows sufferings and trials to come our way. Why? Why does he just want to torment us? No, because when we go through the trials, when we go through the sufferings, we grow. We learn to trust. We learn to give everything into the hands of the Lord. Otherwise, I mean, we will never have peace of mind if we don't do that. And also, we'll just be defeated all the time because it's so severe and so hard sometimes to understand why is this happening to me. But all the trials, all the things that happen to us in our lifetime can work together for our good if we'll just take them from the Lord. You know, just take, in the name of Jesus, I'm having a hard time here, Lord, but please help me to get through this, and he will. And then soon we find in our Christian life that we recognize how the Lord worked. And everything is going to be according to his purpose, not our purpose. So that's one of the big things we have to come to in our lives is not just wanting our purpose all the time, our will, but submitting and wanting his will. And everything is going to work together for good to them that love the Lord. All things will work together for good. Now we're going to go down to verse 37 of this chapter. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things, here's our all things again, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. This is some of the favorite words of Paul, using the term all things. He is showing us the provision of God. God isn't just a little bit able to help. He's not just able to help on certain things. He helps on everything. And he is with us through every trials, all persecutions, all things that happen in our lives. He has allowed, and we think sometimes, how could this be for my good? How could it ever work anything out? But notice what he says there. He says, all things, in all things, we are more than conquerors. That's what that's the reason for the trial. The Lord wants us to be a triumphant person, a triumphant believer, gaining that victory over that trial. And so we are more. How can we be more than a conqueror? That's a good question, isn't it? A victory over all the trials and living in victory in spite of the trial. Isn't that a beautiful thing? So we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then going on to reading verse 38. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Now think of those things. The death of our loved ones, how that affects us. But then the life that we have to live on this world, in this world, we have to lay hold of the Word of God for our life, don't we? And even if angels and principalities come against us, Satan has angels. He has these impish beings that are trying to defeat us, or different kinds of powers, or things present, or things to come, or heights. The word, or depth, or any other creature. That word in the Greek means any other created thing or formation. Any other created thing or formation that tries to come against us. Praise the Lord. Then he says, he's going on in his list, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. All things, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. Then we're going to go to the 11th chapter of Romans. 11th chapter, verse 33. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, his decisions. That means his decisions about things. Sometimes we think, Lord, what's this about? Because it's hard. His decisions and his ways are past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? For who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Paul loved those words, didn't he? Because he used them so much. He wants us to realize that God and his splendor and the way he works is much greater than anything. And so it's better and works in all ways, in all things. It's much greater than anything that can happen in our lives. His power, his grace and mercy to give us strength is greater. All things, for of him comes the power and the victory over all things. Through him comes that power. Are all things, to whom be glory forever and amen. You know, that's hard for us to grasp sometimes because, boy, trials are tough. They're not easy. And I've gone through lots of things in my life, and I know that many of you have too, gone through all kinds of struggles and trials. But, you know, God is faithful. He's the one that it's all through him, it's all of him. All the things that happen, they've all come because he's working in us. And to him needs to be all the glory forever because of the work he's doing in us. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. So what do we do when we have trials? We grumble and complain. And we say, take it away, Lord. I can't stand this. I've done that before. I've told the Lord, take it away. I can't stand it. But what does Paul say here in verse 20 of chapter 5? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always, not just sometimes. We have to, when we're first pulled over with a trial, it's hard to say thank you, God, for allowing this to happen because, whoa, sometimes it's very, very tough. But we give thanks anyway. And then God gives us that ability to just say, Lord, your will be done. Whatever you see is best, you will work it out. And so that's giving thanks to God in all things. Praise the Lord. And notice it's to God in the Father, he's the Father, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where everything comes from, God. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians, this is what we used to call a scripture scramble. If you turn with me to everyone, that shows, so you gain ability to find things a lot better in your Bible. So some of you already can. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, it says. In the original, it says creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are become new. We have a new life. We have victory in this new life. And all things have become new. We have a new life of Christ, as I said, and we are a new creation. All things become new. I listed a title here, and I didn't give it to you. These first ones that we read, I titled them as God's blessings to us in all things. God's work and blessing to us in all things. So that's what we've just covered. That he's freely given us all things, and all things work together for our good. Praise the Lord that there is mercy and blessing and love in all things. That we can give thanks always in all things. And that all things have become new. All things have become new. The God's blessing to us. The next group of them is the knowledge and revelation that we see in the Word. And we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 9. 2 Corinthians 2:9. As it is written, this is Paul speaking, he says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now that's how a lot of people think about the word of God. And see there it says that it can't enter into the heart of man, so I don't understand it, and I never will understand it. But they don't go ahead and read the next verse. The next verse begins with B-U-T. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So when we can't understand some of the Word of God, if we seek to know, and especially if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, and we have that Holy Spirit's power that enlightens us, then praise the Lord, he will reveal all things to us, even the deep things. So sometimes when you're in church and maybe we teach something that's deeper and you don't know, you know, you don't understand, I think most of us do here, but if you don't understand, you can learn and know more if you depend on the Holy Spirit. You ask the Lord to give you the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit comes in, then you are going to understand all things because the knowledge of the Lord will come to you. Praise the Lord. Let us read verse 11. For what man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us. As we see there that the Holy Spirit is searching all things, and he reveals it to us freely. We can seek him. We don't understand something in the Word. We can pray over it and seek him, and he will help us. In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, listen, I'm not reading all the verses because I'm telling you, it is in there a number of times. If you have a way to look it up, just look up those words, all things, and you'll see how many times it's mentioned and how many times I would have to really read those scriptures and be up here all day, and you'd get tired. Okay, so Ephesians 4, 12 through 14 through 15. And this is where Paul is telling about that God has given to the church apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The Lord has given to the church all of these. Why did he give them? Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints. That word perfecting means to become mature. And so that's why that I'm here today. That's why others get up and bring the word of God, is that the Lord has given us the strength and the mercy and grace to preach and do the work of the ministry, as it says here. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What, when will that culminate? When will it be open, over? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son and God, the Son of God, and to a perfect, and that word means complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. If we are not growing in Christ in all things, there's some problem. If we aren't learning the word of God better every day, there is some problem. But he says that the preachers and people who bring forth the word of God, and of course the word of God itself speaks to us as we study it and read it, we're going to grow up, become a mature person. We say we're the grown-ups. We say the children are the children, but we are the grown-ups. Okay, what are grown-ups spiritually? Grown-ups are people who speak the truth in love, who know the word of God and stand on that word of God. Unto him in all things. See, God is not through with us. We are not perfected yet. We wouldn't be here if we were. You'll see that the Lord sometimes takes someone to be with him, and I often feel they've reached their goal. This is it. They know what God has wanted to teach them. They have obtained that in their life. And so we're growing all the time we're here. We should be growing. Things should be changing in our life. New branches and new leaves and new fruit should be on our tree in the spiritual sense. Unto him in all things. In all things, we should become a different type of believer, a believer who is trusting in God, who is not weary in well-doing, who is following God. Those things will take place in our life as we grow in Christ through the all things. I don't like the all things. Do you? I can't say I just love my trials. But I am able, by the grace of God, to stand and keep going through trials because of the Lord's strength he gives to us. He caused us to grow through our trials. All right, we're going to turn back in our Bible to 2 Corinthians now. 2 Corinthians, and we're going to go to the 7th chapter. 7th chapter of 2 Corinthians, we're going to read verse 14, this is where Paul was telling the Corinthian saints how he brought the word of God and how he had preached to them. In verse 14 it says, for if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed, but as we spake all things to you in truth. Even so, our boasting, which I made before Titus, is found a truth. Paul preached all things in truth. It's really important that we know that we have someone, a minister, that's standing up in our midst that is preaching the truth, not just spreading some kind of mess, you know. And so I really wasn't going to read that verse. I was going to just refer to it. But let's go back to 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3, and there we find in verse 19. See, this is exercising your ability to find the Word of God today. Okay, verse 19 of chapter 3. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thought of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. All things are ours. Praise the Lord. We don't have to look through fleshly men or persons. We're not exalting them. You know, a lot of people do that when they start following some minister. Then they kind of make it like a cult or something. They start almost worshiping that person. That isn't God's will. He says there, therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Isn't it wonderful to think about what God has given us? And another scripture in 2 Corinthians 6:10 is Paul's testimony. He says there, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, and yet making many rich, and as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. And that's just what we read right there. For all things are yours. We possess all things. All things are given to us of God that we need for godliness, for truth and godliness. Praise the Lord. All things are given to us. It's so beautiful. Now we're going to look at scriptures that pertain to how that all things are by Him. That's a hard thing for us to learn, because sometimes when something really hard happens, we can't see how on earth God would ever get any glory from it. And we wonder sometimes, well, how then is everything from God or allowed of God? He's not an old meanie up there trying to think up bad things to do for us, but He does allow severe trials to come our way to teach us and to help us to have something to overcome. In 1 Corinthians 8:6, it says this, and I'm just going to quote this to you. To us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in Him. Everything we have, all things, is from God the Father. Isn't that a precious thing to think about? The all things, everything, is from Him. Even the bad things He allows, they can't happen to us unless He allows them. So we have all things by God the Father. Everything is in Him and in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom are all things also. I was interested that it named it twice there. God the Father, everything is from Him, and then it says everything is from the Son. How can that be? Can it be just the Father has everything, or just the Son? No, they are union, aren't they? They are one in spirit and mind, and they cooperate. And so everything that both of them has, also the other has. And in Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. That's how the Lord can bless us so greatly, is because He's so great. God the Father and God the Son have all things that are for our good. All things, all blessings, even all trials, they know what will cause us to be perfected. So let's look at 1 Timothy 6:13. 1 Timothy 6:13. My Bible is getting worn, and it doesn't want to open at the pages. They stick together real bad. Okay, 6:13. We might read verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee a charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. So I give you charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things. For one thing, the word charge there in this place means to transmit a message. So the message has been transmitted to us by Apostle Paul in the sight of God, the God who quickens all things. To quicken all things, that means to make alive. He gives a commandment and all things come to life in the spiritual sense as well as the natural. He said, let there be light. There was light. He created animals. He created fish. He did all of those things just by the word of his power. And so he also works in our life the same way. He quickens all things. He quickens all things. Satan certainly doesn't make alive all things. He tries to condemn and cause death. But Jesus and God the Father make everything alive, all things alive. And here's another verse which we won't turn to, but just 2 Corinthians 12:19, Paul says that he does all things for the edification of others. Edification, what does that mean? For the edifying of others. Of course, we know, don't we? It means to build up. So that's one of the things, the all things of edification. If you and I learn to do that, that God gives us the ability to edify other people, to build them up in the faith. You know, when we get angry with people, sometimes we don't realize what we're doing. But it's like trying to tear down the other person. But as we speak of the word of God, we and edify one another, we're building up one another in the Lord and in the natural also. And in Titus 2:7, it says that Paul is telling Titus there, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing gravity and sincerity and sound speech. So in all things, how are we to act? We are to show ourselves a pattern of good works. That isn't by ourselves, by our own strength. We can do that and it becomes self-effort. And it isn't pleasing to God because it tries to draw glory to us. Look what they're doing for the Lord. Look at all that those good works they do. No, that's not what we want. We should want those things that glorify Christ in all things, showing yourself as a pattern of good works, so that when someone sees our life, they glorify the Lord. They cry out to the Lord for help to change their life. In doctrine, yes, in our teachings, in our gravity, in our sincerity, and in our sound speech. And then in Philippians 2:14, do you know what it says there? Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Do all things. Everything we go through in our life, do it without murmuring and disputing. Is that hitting anybody? I'm not saying these words so I can hit people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the Word of God teaches us to let the new life of Christ rule in us so that we don't murmur and complain. That's what the children of Israel did in the wilderness for 40 years. And they would have only had an 11-day journey. You know that, don't you? But because of their murmuring and complaining all the time, God allowed it to be 40 years. And all the older generation died away. Only the new ones, the new kids that got born on the way, could go into the Holy Land. Isn't that something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Paul admonished Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:7, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. It's amazing to read these scriptures. If you can look them up in a concordance and just read all of them that are used that say all things. It was a favorite phrase, it seems like, of Apostle Paul. The Lord give you understanding in all things. You know, way back when we first started saying the word, it was complex and hard and difficult to understand. But we began to ask the Holy Spirit and the Lord to show us the Word of God. And the Word of God becomes richer to our hearts and our understanding as we depend upon God to show us that and give us that understanding in all things. And it doesn't only refer to the Word of God. It refers to our daily life. Consider what the Word of God says. And let the Lord give you understanding in all things to know what to do, to make decisions in the right way. And then we're going to try to hit this next one. I didn't bring all the scriptures with all things because there's just too many. But I want us to turn to 1 Corinthians. This last part is going to refer to how that one of these days everything is going to be subdued. All things are going to be brought under subjection to Christ. And in 1 Corinthians verse 15 is where Paul is talking about the resurrection of the dead. And I want us to look at that. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. For in Adam, even all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but everyone in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, and afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Okay, that's the promise. In Adam, all in the physical sense will die. But even so in Christ, all shall be made alive. And every man in his own order. And that word order in the Greek means rank or cohort. Everyone will be raised in their own rank or cohort. All right, verse 24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. So we know that that's coming, and we will be so delighted to be there with the Lord and see him come again. Then we're going to read verse 25. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. And when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. Okay, so everything in verse 28 also. When all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Paul liked to use those little all thing words, didn't he? He liked that. And that really speaks to us. One of these days, Christ is going to take his throne, and all of his enemies will be destroyed. Even death will be destroyed. And all things will be subjected to him, will be put under him. We see that in verse 27. He must have really wanted to emphasize that because he said, puts all things under his feet, and it'll be manifest. All things are put under his feet. And then verse 28 again, when all things are subject to him, he wanted to impress that on us, that one of these days there will not be anything that is not subject to Christ. Subject, bowing down. Even the enemies of Christ will have to bow the knee to Christ because he is the sovereign. I just thought that was such a wonderful thing that all of those all things found there by Paul. In Colossians 1, let's turn there. I'm only going to keep you till 12:30. Colossians 1:15. 19. Again, Paul talking about the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 15. Who, Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He wanted to really stress that. All things are made by him, and all things by him were created. He's stressing that. so that we know who we're dealing with. It's not somebody that doesn't have any power. He has already done all of these things. And notice in verse 17, and he is become all things. And he is, pardon me, before all things. He is before all things. And by him all things consist. By him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. He's going to have the preeminence in all things. And because many people will not bow the knee to him and let him have that place, one of these days he will make them bow. They will fall down because they have rejected letting him be all things. And that's so important. In Ephesians 1, 9 through 11 is another portion. And it says there, he will gather together all things unto himself. This will happen at the end time when he gathers all the believers to himself. And he gathers all the unbelievers who will go into the lake of fire. In Philippians 3:20, it says, all things are subdued by him. All things. Everything that would hinder our life is already subdued by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. There is nothing that can put us down because of that. Christ has subdued all things for us. In Hebrews 1, 2 through 3, it says, he is appointed the heir of all things. So what does he get for all of that suffering that he went through? He has become the heir of all things. He's going to have a bride. He's going to have a church. He's going to have many, many worshipers to worship him one of these days, because he has been appointed the heir of all things. And let's look at Ephesians 1:18. Ephesians 1:18. 1:18 through 23. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his powers to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all the principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He has put all things under his feet. Satan is a defeated foe. He cannot harm us. You know, he's like a big dog with a big bark. He can bark and show his teeth and scare us sometimes. And maybe we think, where is God? Where is God? But God and the Lord Jesus Christ, particularly we're talking about here, he is over all. He is over all things. Praise the Lord. He is the head of the church. Praise the Lord. He is our victory. Remember that. That all things are for your sake. Remember Romans 8:28 we first started with. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Praise the Lord, and we have all things in Christ. Let's close now with Ephesians 5:11. Ephesians 5:11, we're going to read through 17. Here he tells them, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are, notice, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. See, all things are manifested because the light of God's word shines on it. God's will shines on it and shows it up to be something that is the unfruitful works of darkness. Verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly. And that word has a meaning of looking all around. You know, if we're going out to hunt a wild animal, we would certainly be looking all around, wouldn't we? We wouldn't want to be over there in Africa on a safari and maybe walking through the jungle, la, 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 you know, singing to ourselves or something. We would be watching for all the snakes and for all the leopards and lions and everything. And that's what he's saying. Walk circumspectly. Walk with looking all around, watching for the enemy, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise the Lord. That is true. Hallelujah. So we see that in verse 13. All things that are reproved are made manifest in the light. All things. God deals with all things, doesn't he? This is a warning that all things that are reproved, what would that mean? Things that God says are evil. See, they are reproved. They are put down. All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Praise the Lord. Awake, thou that sleepest. Praise the Lord. Rise from the dead. Christ has given you life. Walk in victory in the Lord. Don't let the devil put you down. He's going to work everything out for your good. Everything, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And I didn't cover nearly all the scriptures. So if you'd like to look that up, that's an amazing thing, especially in Paul's epistles that he uses that term, all things. He's trying to impress us that there isn't anything that God cannot do. We could limit him and say, well, maybe God is a victor in this thing, or maybe he will give me victory in that thing. No, all things are how he deals. He's a great, big, wonderful God, like that song says. Great, big, wonderful God. We're going to sing a song, and if you have any need, feel free to come.
Let's stand, turn to 216 in the grace and glory. Tis not to fail, though it appear that love has lost its zest and cheer, and all the days you prayed with tears are counted now as wasted. Though men deride and at you rail, keep trusting on. God cannot fail. Sis, my song, God cannot fail. Though all go wrong and foes assail, hill or dale, in calm or gale, keep trusting on. God cannot fail. Tis not to fail, though men may say that you are down and out today, and all your work has been in vain. Do not despair, there's golden grain which you have sown on hill and dale. Keep trusting on, God cannot fail. This is my song, God cannot fail. Though all goes wrong and foes assail, on hill or dale, in calm or gale, keep trusting none. God cannot fail. 'Tis not to fail to do your best and give your all at Christ's behest. His recompense, his greatest gain, the flow of promise follows rain and spring soft wind, the winter's gale. Keep trusting on, God cannot fail. This is my song, God cannot fail. Though all goes wrong and foes assail, on hill or dale, in calm or gale, keep trusting on, God cannot fail.